think a Protestant population, which would have been sort of pre-1969, was somewhere around about 16,500. And to bring that down today in 2013 to be around about 400. There was no kind of single moment in time where something happened and therefore this was a consequence of it. So it happened without notice in a lot of instances, and it's important to see why that happened and maybe look at that now, because the manifestation of it, the mindset and the psychology of the Protestant community in London today is one of the siege mentality and one of the exiles, one of people who do not have a place within the society of the city anymore.
It's interesting that in the wake of the flag protests in Belfast, a number of associated protests on the waterside in particular have led to people making exactly those points.
It is to a certain extent a manifestation of that. It's quite coincidental that those two things have come together. We now have sort of Protestant working class people on the streets saying, yeah, ostensibly it's not about a flag, but the flag was to a certain extent the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of the perception of that that group of people, in terms of feeling their voice isn't heard, and where is the leadership, and when is the peace process going to kick in for them in terms of offering, you know, a shared vision and a shared future, and the party esteem, which is perceived as being missing. This is the mindset. We want to change it. We want things to be made better, and we can only do that through dialogue. I mean, dialogue works, and that's the attempt that's been made on this occasion.